Happy Friday, everybody. This is Cassidy Arbelli, your host of the Unburden Your Business podcast, and I'm super excited to have you. I know the last podcast episode's topic was a bit heavy, but I think that it was super important that we continue sharing that message. We continue empowering women to make sure that they have the right, the voice, and the understanding that they are responsible to have control of the household finances as well, and to make sure that they are doing what they need to do so that they have an understanding and a grip on what's going on. So today, after having that public service announcement, I'm here to help you test how well you know your money or what stage you might be at and how well you might be doing at the point that you're at right now, and giving you some ideas on what you can do to get in a better financial state with your money. So I definitely want to have a disclaimer. I am not a CPA or am giving this advice in any capacity as a financial advisor. This is one woman who fought to learn what she wasn't taught and ensured she was involved in control and participating in her family's financial health and security. And now I am just sharing my experience and my knowledge to hopefully help you be able to do the same. So today I'm going to give you some things that you need to ensure that you know. Test yourself and see how many of these you can say with integrity that you're aware of. Knowing where your money is sounds so obvious, but you would be surprised how many have no clue. So the first thing that you need to know is about your home. What is the mortgage loan amount? What's the interest rate that you pay on your mortgage? How much equity do you have in your home? And who is the company or the loan service provider that you pay your mortgage to? Second thing, knowing and understanding the details of all your insurance policies. So I have an insurance brokerage for almost 10 years now, and obviously I'm going to emphasize this, but this is really important. People don't understand when it comes to their insurance. They just think they can call an 800 number, they can go online and just do an insurance policy. And here's the thing, there is a reason why we have to have licenses to help you choose your coverages, right? So it protects the one of the most important resources you have, which is money. That's the whole point of insurance, because shit happens. So when it comes to insurance policies, you want to know what your coverages are, how you are protecting yourself from a lawsuit, and do you have an umbrella policy? Do you have life insurance? What are the coverages? What are the death benefits? What's the cash value if you have that type of policy? How much are you paying into this policy every month? What company are these policies with, and who are the beneficiaries? So if something happened to you, where does the money go? How will the money be paid out in the event that you need to use any of these policies? I also highly recommend that if you have property, assets, high income, things that you want passed down, you also want to make sure that you can control what happens to this money in the event of your death, that you get a trust. A trust is something that's going to allow you to lay out exactly what you would want to happen, who you give power of attorney to, who your beneficiaries are to all of your assets, including life insurance and cash, and how you want that paid out to them. The third thing is you either are preparing your own tax return, or when you have a CPA prepare your tax return, you're actually reviewing it and you understand your own tax situation, how much income was claimed on your taxes, making sure that you understand the deductions and that they sound and look right to you and were accounted for, and if you owe money to the IRS. Do you owe money to the IRS, and how are you paying it back, or how are you paying it? Four, you need to know the location and the amounts of all of your family's investments, things like cash, checking savings, CDs, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, college savings accounts, real estate investments, what is written on the deeds, is there a mortgage, do you have rental agreements for tenants, collectibles, and so on. I know this may sound overwhelming and that may sound like a lot, but how can you not know these things? You have to know these things, right? Number five, if you and or your family owns businesses, what is the current valuation of that business, including how much debt you have in there and how much is liquid assets? How is money generated in revenue? And what are your expenses? Six, you know the location and values of all your retirement accounts, including an IRA, 401k, SEP, and any other company pensions that you might be a part of. Seven, you know how much at this rate you will have at retirement with the above accounts and any Social Security. You know how much you are contributing of your income regularly to these accounts. So having an idea of what you're going to have in retirement as you're contributing an amount every month, every year, whatever, to these accounts, what does that look like? If we are not intentional or have any idea of where we're going to be when we retire as far as our finances, don't be surprised when you retire and you don't have as much money as you thought you were going to have. Number eight, where are all financial documents, logins, codes, keys, etc. kept? Is there one place in your home that you keep all these things? Is it just one person in the family that knows all these things and controls all these things? And if so, you need to get those down in a place that's accessible to you as well. Nine, last but not least, there is much more to this, but this is a great starting point to get a grip and begin your journey to becoming more in control and more aware of your current financial situation and health. So lastly, I encourage you to sit down with all the professionals that you use when it comes to your financial lives, whether that's your CPA, get a better understanding, ask all the questions. If that person is not available or willing to guide you and educate you, then you need to find somebody else. Same thing with your insurance agents. Also with any attorneys, also with any family planning attorneys when it comes to all of that. So make sure that you are taking a stand and saying this year, 2021, or whenever you're listening to this podcast, that you are understanding that this week was truly about kicking you in the butt a little bit and reminding you about all these things that are so important when it comes to money. It's not just about going out and making sure you're earning an income or making sure that you know your spouse is earning an income and that you have nice things and that you're able to put food on the table. Obviously, that's the first step and that's very important. But sometimes we get too busy worrying about how to make money. We don't know what to do with it. And so this is your first step. You've always got to know where you are currently. You must be aware. And sometimes getting to that awareness is painful. But if you're not aware of where you are, there's no way in hell you're going to be able to get to anywhere you want to go because you don't know what that gap is and what you've got to do to get there. So thank you for listening. These episodes are super important. Please make sure that you share them with anyone that might need to hear this. I truly adore you. I thank you for coming. And if you love this episode, please make sure to hit the subscribe button at the top so that you get notified anytime there's new episodes. And I will catch you guys next week.